Shmuel says, Yochol ani livol kama bilois bloidam. Shmuel said when his Eva went into his wife, he was able to do it in a way that it wouldn't break the Besulim. He could go like sideways on the side. He's able to do it to be a Boki, not to break the Besulim. Drashi Yochol ani livol shoyeboki biatiyo vizunami nivelas came. It could be shy, a person can be a Boki to do it sideways a little bit, not to break the Besulim. That's the shayla. So if this happened, avad she has a shame bula already, and she's also to the kohen gadol. That's one side. I do, but maybe the shmul la shchicha. Avad if it's not shchiach shmul talocha. So we'll soon see. So then, how did she become pregnant? We'll soon see how. Omel who he answered back, the shmul la shchicha. For that, we're not afraid. That's not shchiach. Like if a person lived with her, it's most probably that he broke her psulim. And since this isha still has a psulim, it's a right that a man did not go into her. If so, how did she become pregnant? Maybe she became pregnant through a bathtub. In other words, there was zera of a man in the bathtub, and the zera went into her, and because that she became pregnant. So in such a case, she's still called a psula. She'd be mutter to a kohen gadol. That's the shalom. An isha that's pregnant, and she still has a psulim, are we afraid that really a man went into her, just did it sideways like Shmuel can do it, and she, he didn't break up psulim, but she has a shame abula then, and then she would be also to a kohen gadol. Or else bambati, and then she's still called a psula, she'd be mutter to a kohen gadol. Rashi says bambati means kli shereichsim boi kol aguf, like a bathtub. V'yeshloima she'tiach she'amodim shechva zera. A man left the shechva zera there. V'nichtas b'meyeho, and then when she took a bathtub, the zera went into her, and that's how she became pregnant, and then she would be mutter to a kohen gadol. I fret the Gemara Kasha of Yom HaShmuel. Shmuel says, Kol shichva zera sheina yura kecheitz, ena mezras. Any shichva zera doesn't come out of the body. That's not yura kecheitz, it has to shoot out of the body. That's the way it's mezras, then she can become pregnant. But when it comes out of the man, just dripping out, not yura kecheitz, doesn't shoot out like an arrow, it can't be mezras, it can't make Yisha become pregnant. So who here the kasher is that the zera is just floating in from the bathtub, it's not coming shooting out from a person, l'chur that should be vadai, that's not the case here. Because if so, she couldn't become pregnant then. So Gemara says no. Mikara nami yorek echeit sevi. That the Shmuel says, kol shich bazera shenor kecheit, means it depends how it comes out of the man. If a shasat came out of the man and it was shooting out of the man, that zera is roi lahazria, that's a zera that can make the isha fertilize. And therefore, if we went into the bathtub, and the lady, the Isha, took a bath there, and the Zera went into her, it's possible she could become pregnant from the Zera, and therefore she could, possible, she'll be mutter to a kohen gadol still. Like if you have a pregnant Isha that has Besulim, she would be, at this time, she would be mutter to the kohen gadol. With their mind, it wasn't through a Bia, and therefore she's mutter to the kohen gadol. Shrashim Mikorah, Keshiyotis Menodim. Yikas told him when it comes out of the person. When it comes out of the man, it came out Yorek Echeitz, then that Zera could make the Isha pregnant. Tona Rabbonin. Ma'isab Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. So Ma'isab Yeshua ben Chananya, Shoye Oimeid Agabe Mala Barabais. He was standing atop of one of the steps in the Harabais. The Harabais had a lot of Malis. Mala Milos, a lot of steps going up. There's a Chamisha, 15 steps, a lot of different steps on the Harabais. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya was standing on one of the steps. Urua ben Zayma, and ben Zayma saw him. V'lo yomad melefonav, and ben Zayma did not stand up for Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. Is Amaloi meyayin v'loin ben Zayma? Like he said, where is this ben Zayma? So Rashi says meyayin tava v'yein libetavayin libach tarit. Like I see your mind is like you're occupied your mind. Like you didn't stand up for me. What are you so busy about? So Omar Lloyd, they said to him, Tzoifo Yisei Bemayim El Yoinim L'mayim Atachtoinim. I'm busy thinking about the water that's Lamala and the water that's Lamato. And he said, V'ein Bein Zele Zele Sholoshetz Bois. You know, between the water that's in the skies and the water that's Boritz, there's only three Tvochim, three Etz Bois in between them of Ad. That's all there is. What's the Raya? Shinema, the Pesach says in Bereishis, the Ruach Elokim Rachefes Apnei Hamayim, that the Ruach of Hashem was going around on top of the Mayim. Ki Yoino Shem Rachefes Abuneho, like a Yoino, a pigeon that goes on top of her children. V'ein Negas and doesn't touch it, but his mamash right on top of it. So men was only three etzboros on top of it. So Rashi says, Sreifo Yisi means Mizboine no Yisi the Maisa Gracious. His Zoyman says, you have to excuse me, I was thinking about the Maisa Gracious, how Hashem first created this world. That the Pasuk says, Ruach Lekim Rachepas Apnei Amoyim. So he says, V'yein B'nayim B'mokim Chiburin Mokim Kishrei Kipas Rekiya B'Karkam. There's a place that like a Rekiya comes close to this Karka, that they come out touching, and there's only three etzbois in between. That's all. That's this lotion like a yoino, that's Rachepas Avonel. Like a pigeon is going over its kids. Omolem Rav Yeshua LaTamidov. Rav Yeshua told his Tamidim, Adayin Ben Zoyman Bachutz. Adayin Ben Zoyman is still outside. Let's say he's a little off, because he's still not with us. Like he yelled, he's making a mistake. Bachutz means he's outside, like expression, like he's not with us.
What the Rach says, I think.
Right. See, didn't like this pshat. He said, Adayin Ben Zoyman Bachutz, he's outside. Michti, let's see. The Pasuk says, the Ruach Elohim Rachef es apnei amoyim. Amos Hevi, when did this happen, this Pasuk, in Bereshis Aleph Aleph? That's the Yom HaRishon, that happened on the first day. And Havdolah, when did Hashem divide the waters on top and above him? The Yom Shenu Devi, first happened the second day. So you can't learn out from this Pasuk, Ruach Elohim Rachef es, it's talking about the division between the Mayim Elyonim and the Mayim Tachtonim. The division first took place on the second day. The Yachsiv, it says there, Vayimavdil Beimayim Lamoyim. So it's the wrong pasuk. Ben Zoymedashin is pasuk. Ruach Elokim, that's the wrong pasuk. But still he said, the Kama, how much is the difference between the waters on top and the waters on bottom? Om Ravachor by Yaakov, Kamole Nima, much smaller. Mamashta here is wider than here. That's all the Kamole Nima. A smaller difference between the two of them. For Rabbonin Amar, the Rabbonin say, Ki Gudo de Gamla. Like the amount of a bridge. The Gemara says, "Kishem esadrin levochim shogesher." When you make the planks over a bridge, zuei to zu, one next to another. Yesh loyte reyach pintayin. Has to be some space in between one plank and the next plank. V'chein glime v'chein koste. The same thing. Also, very small amount, very small division between the mayim ayonim and the mayim tachtonim. Mazutra v'teimer ravasi yama. Kitre glime de prisi adodi. Like you have two jackets, coats, that are spread out one next to another. It's the same thing. You make them close together, but there's some space in between the two. That little space in between the two, that's the difference between the mavdo and mayim lamoyim. The Yarmulon, some say, kitre kose de schifi adodi. Like two cups that are leaning against one another. Again, there's some space in between the two. Rashi says kafufim, they're bending over, leaning towards one another, but there's some in between. That's the space between the mayim ayonim and the mayim tachtonim. Exactly what this means. Also, I'm not sure. But kitzes pinatias. It says now achar kitzes pinatias. When achar went up to shemayim and he looked upstairs at Gehenim, Ganedim upstairs, he was kitzes pinatias. He like cut down the growing things, the netias. It's all about kosel v'ayman. In the pasuk says, "Al titein es picho lachti es pesarecha." Don't let your mouth make your boss a duchatoyim. Mahi, what happened? What was the mice with Achor? Trashi Achor kitzes netias means kilkol ve'ivois kishenichnas lapardis. When Achor went up to Shemayim, when he went into the pardis, he became a kukla. He got ruined there. He like cut down the growing things. Since the Mor calls a Lashon, he went into the Pardes. Usually a Pardes means an orchard, so it says a Lashon that he cut down the trees, the young trees. In other words, when he went into Shemayim, he just cut his ties with Hashem, and he came down, Mekulkol, all ruined. What happened there, Mahi? What happened with Achor? The Meister was Chazio Mitrunyo. He saw this Malach Mitrunyo, the Isyoyevle Rishusa Lemeisev, that he had permission to sit down. Well, the Michtav Zachvosa the Yisrael. He had permission to write down the Schusim, the good merits of Klai Yisrael. Almost Acha said like this, Gemiro, it was learned to Lamala Lehevi Le Yeshiva, that in Shemayim the Malachim and I want to sit down. Well, Le Sakras, they don't argue. Well, Le Orif, nobody's in the back. Floy Efa, nobody's tired. So Bezoy Achar Akasha, Akka Matruna was allowed to sit down. It says, you're not allowed to sit down in Shemayim. Russians lay a middle gasinan, lay orif to behold tzidayim yeshnam upon him. A malach by says, wherever you look at them, they have faces. There's no back to the malachim. Eifa yofas, there's no tzidon, they're not lazy, tired in Shemayim. Shema chas v'sholem beiz v'shuyah saying, that maybe there are two v'shuyahsim here, are two different Hashems, two different gods. Is afkul matrunyon, they took matrunyon out, umachyuhu, shisin pulsidinura. They gave him patch
60 hits of fire. And Omele, they said to him, my timer, ki chazisa lakam to mekamei. Like, how come you didn't stand up? So in other words, Achav did the chet here, that he was choshe, there two Hashems, two Rishuyas, he became an apikurus. And the reason why they hit the malach, got a 60 klep here, Taisa says, is just to show that he's just like any other malach. There are no two Rishuyas, there's only one Hashem.
Like, you know, that was his kasha. How come Matrunya was sitting down? You're supposed to be sitting up. You're supposed to be standing up. So the Mara says that it's Yoyevle Rishusa Lemincha Ksachvose Diacher. That now in Shemayim they gave Matrunya the permission to wipe out all the Tzchusim, all the merits of Acher. Yotze Basko V'yorma. Basko went out and said, Shuvu Vonim Shevavim, Chutz Miacher. That Hashem will accept the Baal Shuva if the children do Tshuva. Chutz Miacher, Hashem won't receive, won't let Acher do Tshuva. Is almost Acher said, Hoyo v'yitrid, hu garvim, hu alma, since Mashma, I'm thrown away from Gan Eden, from Shemayim, they don't receive me, they're not going to mekabel my Tshuva anymore, is leifuk, let me go out of here in Shemayim, and l'sane v'yala alma, let me go down again to this world, and I'll enjoy myself in this world. That was Acher. He did something wrong in Shemayim, and he came up, he cursed there, he thought like there were two Hashems there, and because of that, the Pasuk says, Shuvu banim shevavim, Hashem will receive Baal Tshuvas, but not Acher. And this he said, okay, if so, if I'm not going to get Elam Haber anyway, I may as well go down and enjoy this world. Is Norfolk, he came down in this world, Norfolk Achar Latabas Ro. He came down and started to do bad things, he became an Apikurus. Norfolk, he came Ashkach Zoyna. The first thing he did, he found the Zoyna. Tovo, and he said, let's have Nusta with her. Omrule, she said to him, Falav Alisha ben Avuya, aren't you Alisha ben Avuya? This is Achar. They call him Achar. Originally his name was Alisha ben Avua. He was a big Talmud Chacham. He was Rabbi Meir's Rebbe. But at the end, when this happened, he became an Apikurus. So the Zoyna knew him as Alisha ben Avua, big Talmud Chacham. Is at. So Avad, like, you're joking with me, not going to have Znus with me. Is what did Achar do? Or Alisha ben Avua? Orka Pugla Mimishra b'Shabbos. He pulled out the radish that was growing on Shabbos. The Yoyevlo and gave it to her. So you have to say, I'm not a tzaddik anymore. I'm not even a Shomer Shabbos anymore. Omer, so the Zoyna said, Acheru, he's a different person in the Chlam, he's not Elisha ben Avua. He wouldn't rip out a radish on Shabbos. Yeah. So the Mais Acher became Raz, Nus, he became an Apikurus. Shoyal Acher, Shabbi Meir, Li Acher, Sheyosel Tabas Ro. After Acher, the Rebbe of Rabbi Meir turned to be an Apikurus, he asked now Rabbi Meir. Omele, he said to Rabbi Meir, my dichsev, what does the Pasuk say? Gam ezeh luma zeh osalakim, the Kadosh Baruch Hu made one against the other one. What does one against the other one mean? Omaloi, that koma shebora Kadosh Baruch Hu bora kinegdoi, whatever Hashem created, there's something the opposite of it. There are always two parts to it. Like it says, that bora horim Hashem made big mountains, bora givois, he made hills. Bor Yamim, he made big oceans. Bor and Horus, he made rivers. Is Omalor Rabbi Kiva, Omalor Rabbi Kiva, Rab Choliyom Akach. So Acher said, no, your Rabbi Kiva didn't say like this. Ela Borat Tzadikim, Bor Rishoyim. Hashem created Tzadikim, and the opposite are Rishoyim. Bor Gan Eden, and the opposite is Bor Gehenim. Kol Echad V'Echad Yeshlo Beis Chalokim. Every person has a chelik in both of them. Echad B'Gan Eden, V'Echad B'Gehenim. A person has a chelik really in both. You have Yerusha in both. Zochot tzaddik noto chelkoi v'chelik chaveru b'Gan Eden. If you're a tzaddik, so you take your chelik and your other friend's chelik also in Gan Eden. Nizchayva, Rosha, if you become a Rosh, you do bad things. Noto chelkoi v'chelik chaveru b'Gan Eden. You take your chelik and other chelokim, other people also in Gan Eden. In Gehenim. Is Omer of Meshashia, Mikro, where's the pasuk for this? Gabri Tzadik in the Pasuk says, Ksiv, Lochein Bi'atza Mishneh Yirshu. That Mashmeh Mishneh, double portion you get. Sometimes Tzadikim, like you do Tzadik, so you get your portion, and from the other Rishonim that lost their portion in Gan Eden, you get their portion also. Gabri Rishonim Ksiv. Gabri Rishonim Ksiv, by Rishonim the Pasuk says, O Mishneh Shivroin Shivram. That a double portion of broken don't get again. As a Russia gets his portion, and he'll get the portion of Tzadikim also that don't do Ra, he'll get that portion also. Ishol Acher Eskrav Meili Acher Shiosel Tabas Ruah. After again Acher became an Apikuris, went out to do bed, he asked his Rabbi Meir. He asked his Talmud Rabbi Meir. My Desiv, what does the Pasuk say? Lo Yachenu Zohov. That the gold is not worth it. Uzchuches utumurasa, that zchuses is glass, can be the tumura take the place of it. Klipos of pure gold. Omaloi, so what does the pasuk mean? Elo divrei Torah. Shekoshen lekenoisen kli zov uklipos. It's very hard to be kind to learn Torah, like it's hard to get the golden kli. Venoichen liyavdon kli zchuches, but you can lose it very fast, like you can break a glass. As guys, man must go back on Acher. That even though you're a big time chacham, you're losing everything right now. Rashi says, "I deshicha." Stamazoi. So even though you learned a lot, it's possible to lose it all, to forget it. Omalo Rabbi Akiva. Omaloi. So he answered back, Rabbi Akiva, Rab Chuli Yomakach. Your Rabbi Akiva didn't learn like this. Elo. Ma kli zov kli zchuches, afo pisha nishbru, yesh lem takona. That even though they break, you can fix them, you can melt them down and make it over again. Is daf talmud chochem, afo pisha sorach, yesh le takona. Talmud chochem, even though he did a chet, he did something wrong, there's still takona, he could do tshuva. Oma lois, Rabbi Meir said back to his Rabbi Acher, afato chosu b'cho. Like you also do tshuva. Good, you became an apikurish, you're doing ra, but you can do tshuva. Omaloi, Acha said back, no. Kva shamatim yachuri apargut. I heard already in Shemayim that they said on the posig, shuvu bonim shebevim. Chutz mi Acher, Hashem will accept all the shuvis, but excluding Acher, Acher Hashem won't accept. So the Roshim said, the pshat is that, Avad, if he would have done shuvah, Hashem would have accepted it. It just means that Almol is a zach, Hashem gives us yat to the Shemayim, Hashem helps you do shuvah, and by Acher they wouldn't give him any help. Shuvah bottom shuvah means Hashem helps the Baal Shuvah do Shuvah. Chutz miyacher. Same as brought down by Paro in this week's Paro and all these Pashas now. That Hach b'yachbed le Paro's liboy. Paro made his heart hard. He didn't want to listen. So the Rambam says the pshat is that sometimes a person can do so many chatoyim that Pashat Hashem doesn't help you do Shuvah anymore. There's a achbed salayv means in Shemaim they don't help you. But Avad, if you do Shuvah, if you want to, you could do Shuvah. So it was Acher made a mistake. Acher thought that the pasuk says that I can help him. He can't do tshuva, and it was a mistake. If he would have done tshuva, Avad Hashem would have accepted him. Tana Rabbon, Ma'isa v'Yachor. And again, the story happened with Acher. Shoyer Roicha v'Alasus b'Shabbos. Again, as after became an Apikuris, he was riding on horse on Shabbos. V'Yer Rabbi Meir Mahalach Acher of Lilmei Torah. Rabbi Meir's Talmud still learned Torah from Acher. Because even though Acher became an Apikuris, but Vaz was still a big Talmud Chacham. He still knew Pshat in the Gemara and the Psukim, and Rabbi Meir was still learning from him. So Rabbi Meir was going after him even on Shabbos. Rabbi Meir was walking after his Rebbe to learn from him. Omaloi Rabbi Meir, Omaloi. So the Rebbe, so Acher told this, so told Meir, Omaloi Meir. Chosu l'achrecha, shekvar shi'arti bi'akvi yasusi atkan tchum Shabbos. You, Meir, you're a Shema Shabbos still. Don't walk any further. Up until here is Tchum Shabbos. You're not allowed to walk further. Ich bin an Apikuris, I can do what I want. But you're still a Shema Shabbos, Meir. Don't go any further. Here's the Tchum Shabbos. Omaloi, so Meir again told back to Acher, Afate choyze b'choy, so I see like you know what's going on. You also come back via Shema Shabbos. Do tshuva. Omaloi said back to him again, Nochemol, for like for Matlecho, didn't I already tell you once? That kvar shemati mecharuya pargud. When I was in the Shemayim, when I went into the paradise, I heard them say up there that shuvu vonim shevavim. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps Baal the Shuvis come back. Havachutz meyacher.
for an acher, I'm not going to be helped. Or he thought that he won't be able, they wouldn't be mekavlis tshuva at all. Therefore, he might as well go down and enjoy life and not do tshuva. Talk ve'yalayla be'medrasha. So Rabbi Meir slept him into the Beis Medrash. So the kid, Achor, told the kid there, let me hear a pasuk you're learning. The pasuk says like this, Ein shalom omer Hashem l'rishoyim. There's no peace for Rishoyim. So in other words, like, Achor, don't be a Rosh, do tshuva. Adel of Ekenishta, Achriti, went into another Beis HaKnesses. Again, Omer Elyonuka, pasuk l'pasukecha. He saw a kid there, told the kid also, let me hear a pasuk that you're learning. If a person will wash himself with soap and clean himself, the Avera will go away. In other words, if you do tshuva, Hashem takes away Averis. Vaita Acher, then listen and went Vaitam. Adel Avei Kenisht Acheriti. He went into another base, he went to another base of Knesses. Son, the Torah brings down and the Shalmi brings down and says the Maisa was, that have him Maisa Avua, Avi have him Migdali Yerushalayim. That Avua's father was a big god in Yerushalayim. Well, B'yoyim Shabbat Amulei, the day he came to make the Bris Mila for Avua, for his son, Kol L'chol Gedali Yerushalayim. He made a big Bris, he invited all the Choshev people in Yerushalayim. The Yeshivim Abayis Echot, the Reb Lozal, the Reb Yeshua B'makim Acher. He had all the Gedali Yerushalayim in one place, and he had Reb Lozal and Reb Yeshua in another place. Min the Achlin, the Shorin, Metavkin, and Meraktin, that some of them were dancing there. Amri, they said, Adi Olin, ask him, but the two, Nasib, they done. Their Isaac and dancing by the Bris Mila will be Isaac in Torah. Yoshua and Asaskub, but they were Torah. So it says, Rabbi Lezen, Yeshua sat down to learn Torah by the Bris of Avua. Yordu Eshim and Ashmayim. They were learning Torah the way you're supposed to, and a fire came down in Ashmayim. The Kifu Isam, and it went around them. Omullah in Avua. So the father said, Abba Gavrin, Ma Bosom, Lisra Vesi. Like they said, what's going on? They're coming to burn down our house. Oh my Lord, they said back then, Chas V'Sholom, we're not coming to burn down any houses. Elo Yoshvin Oyinu, V'Choizvin, Divrei Torah, Mitorah, Leviim, Leviim, Luxuvim. For you had form, Smechim, Kinis, and Nosim, Sinai. Loi Vesh Nitnu. That we're just sitting down to learn Torah, and we're learning it the way it was given on our Sinai, and Torah was given B'Yesh. Therefore, now also, when we're learning Torah, Eish comes down. When a tzaddik learns Torah, Lishma, an Eish comes down. As Elaim said, he was mayor that he saw once a tzaddik was learning Torah, and an Eish came down around him. So that was the maaseh by his bris, that his father saw this fire. It is almost that the father said, Hoyo v'kach koicha shel Torah, since I see how great the limit of Torah is, that the Torah caused you mamish, then Eish could come down, im yiskayin ha-ben azel ha-Torah, ani mafrishoy. If my son will live, I'll let him become a ben Torah, I'll let him learn Torah. That was the maaseh with Avu, his father. So Tosha says, Lufi, Shlehoisa kavanosa l'shemayim, Lufikach l'niskayim boy. Therefore it didn't come out. That since his father, even by his bris mila, by Avu's bris mila, the father only said, I'll let my son learn Torah, because he saw the way the fire came out. Now he had in kavanah then, not really l'shem shemayim, just in order to be a big person. So the Kavanah wasn't the right Kavanah from the beginning. Therefore, when Elisha ben Avua, he grew up to be a big Talmud Chacham, but his Torah didn't stay with him. At the end, he became Acher, became an Apikoris, because at the beginning, it wasn't there L'Shem Shemayim. The famous Mice is always brought down. Right. So Kitzanah Elisha went to another Beis HaMedrash.